episode 1283, Strip It Down.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and are you ready to get it on? Well, we're talking about Strip It Down, and it's not the kind of strip that you think. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you really want to impact in the world and you want to live a vibrant, joyous life, why is it that so much of who you are is wrapped in what you do and how you do it? But what really matters is who you are. Time to strip it down. Yes, we're talking about identity here on Mindset Monday. And it's not the kind of stripping you might be thinking of. It's bringing you back to the basics, the fundamentals of you, who you are. Have you ever been asked who you are? Maybe you've even tried to write an elevator speech, practiced it. You're going to go meet people that just gives a glimpse to them of who you are. But because life happens, you find yourself saying who you are by the hats you're wearing. It's like this masquerade ball, all these different layers. The mom of so many children, a wife to an okay husband, the volunteer at church who teaches Sunday school, maybe a member of the Music Boosters Club, the physical fit woman showing her superpowers, the woman on a mission. Who are you? If you were to strip it down and remove all the hats you wear, standing in the middle of a field, who are you? Seriously, just you, nothing else, no one else. What would you see in that mirror in the middle of a field? The tons of layers of makeup and sprays to hide what you wish you could uncover? The aching heart wishing for something more than what you have currently? The pitiful smile that looks more like a frown turned upside down with no sparkle. A lot of times we find ourselves watching someone else live our life. It's simply because you don't know who you are without the hats. Strip it down. You were created on purpose for a purpose, but you have to know who you are in order to catapult yourself to greater heights. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that one step is knowing who you are. But it's hard. When we think of identity, we're like, gosh, I don't know, because if I begin to break down who I am, then am I removing some of my successes? Does that mean I'm taking off the trophies on the wall? Does that mean that I shouldn't maybe have gotten the accolades and the acknowledgments that I did because maybe that really wasn't who I was? It's a scary thing, but it's something that we have to really look at to understand who we are. So create your now and strip it down with your stripe. It's your mark on the world. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Strip it down with your stripe. STRIPE. What's your stripe? Have you ever thought about a skunk? Yes, I know. Most of us see skunks, what, on the side of the road because they were in our territory as we were driving by fast. And unfortunately, they're no longer with us. But their mark, we know they're a skunk and not this other animal because of what? The stripe. You have a stripe. You are marked. There is no one in this world created like you. God created you in his image. So you got to strip it down with your stripe. Now, what does that look like? Well, we're going to break it down right now. Number one, S. Start with sweetness. Sweetness and kindness. Be good to you. If you are looking at who you are in what you are doing in your life, you have got to be sweet to yourself. Because you know what? What did you say first thing to yourself when you woke up this morning? Oh my gosh, I look horrible. I've aged. Look at those extra white hairs. I've got 5 now on my head. Or maybe you see extra 11 lines. They look like they're getting deeper. Your brow is just, you know, it's more of a furrowed brow. And you're like, oh my gosh, am I mad all the time? What is it? So you have to have sweetness and kindness. Be good to you as you strip it down. Number two is the T, tendencies. The tendencies in your life. These are your behaviors, your mannerisms, the good and the bad. You have to see what you do. So it's not just taking, okay, let's look at today and what happens and make note. No, it's over your entire life. Can you take yourself back to a memory? Your first memory, go back there. When you go to that memory, think about how you felt, what you thought about yourself when you looked in the mirror. What was it in that situation that made you happy or sad or mad or glad? Go back. It's the tendencies in your life. Number three, we've got the big R, reactions and responses in life. This tells a lot about who we are. How do you react to the world around you? Now, this is not of how the world reacts to you. Understand that. That is for a totally different episode. You were talking about who you are. Remember, you're in a field with nothing. You're wearing nothing. You've stripped it down. You have a mirror and you're looking at yourself, asking yourself the question, who am I? You have to look at your reactions and your responses in life. Now, can that change over time? Yes. Why? Because over time you can grow. You can mature. So maybe what you did in 10th grade has no bearing on where you are now at the age of 50. Are there some relations there? Yes. So you have to look at your reactions, your responses, and your relations. Are you with me yet? Come on, we got sweetness knocked out, tendencies, reactions and responses, and now we have number four, in whom are you? This is a very long, thought out question. In whom are you? This is your identity in someone greater than yourself. For me personally, I believe that it's my identity in Christ. That's who I am. I try to see myself through the eyes of Christ. But we as humans say, but I want this earthly thought process. So that's what we're doing here when we strip it down. But you can't remove whom you are. Whom do you belong to? Galatians 2 verse 20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Who do you identify with? If you're not a Christian, you may identify with somebody else. Maybe it's a rock star, a celebrity of some sort. Maybe it's your mother or your father. But in whom are you? We all have an attachment to that. For me, it's Christ. Do I measure up? No, but remember, God sees me through Jesus Christ's eyes. So there is no measuring up. He loves me right where I'm at. So when you ask yourself this question, in whom am I? Who do I belong to? In whom are you? It's not a question of fault. Understand that. You're removing that. You are just recognizing and acknowledging and going, this is what I believe. This is an identity that is greater than myself. You're doing awesome. Let's go to number five, P, patterns of your life. What repeats itself over and over again? You can consider it the personality of living. Yes, did you know that? You have patterns in life that create what? A personality. If you were to walk into my home, you would already be able to sit there and say, gosh, she likes this, she likes this, she believes in this, oh, and she sees this. Why? Because there's patterns that you would see repeated from room to room to room. That's what you're looking at here when you strip it down with your stripe. Patterns of your life. And finally, number six. It's the evaluation of your journey up into the day. So if you're looking at it today going, gosh, I'm going back to my first memory and I'm just going to start jotting down a few things that come to mind. Maybe it'll be a few incredible memories, and then it may be a few storms. We all have storms. That's part of who you are. So strip it down with your stripe. Evaluate your journey. See how far you've come. Celebrate it. Say, man, I really have done a lot. I'm not all that bad. Why am I waking up in the morning saying, oh my gosh, I have 5 gray hairs? My brow is furrowed and I think I'm mad all the time. Maybe I'm not. Maybe that's how I think the world should see me. There is a difference. Strip it down. Dr. Seuss, I love this. He says, today you are you that is truer than you. There is no one alive who is youer than you. You, my friend, my sister in Christ, my brother, you were created on purpose for a purpose. No longer are you confined to what the world makes of you. You wear your own stripe. Now, when you strip it down, is it easy? No, it's not. It takes years of work. And oddly enough, I know I've been working on it for years. One of my earliest memories I have goes back to high school and middle school. One particular is in high school. And I remember coming home. There was a situation. The situation really didn't matter, but it was one that made me a little uncomfortable. And I remember laying down, and at that time I had a canopy bed. That's when canopy beds were really cool for girls. It was this white canopy bed, and I had the four, tall posters, and then I had this canopy over it. It was beautiful. It was all white. It sat in the middle of my room, and then the wall was kind of like my couch. I remember laying my head on the pillow that night and looking up to the canopy, which to me was the stars of heaven. And I remember asking myself the question, Lord, did I respond in the right way? Was I who I was supposed to be? Or did I come across too angry, too mad, too upset? Could I have handled the situation differently? You see, your identity is ever changing when you are walking through your journey. Why? Because you are perfecting the imperfected you. You matter. This journey is not something that you take overnight. It's not a success thing that you go, choop, choop, checked it off. I now have the trophy. I know who I am. No, but you know your stripe. And when you know your stripe, you understand who you are. Maybe you want help with this. This is really fundamental in living a life that God has created for you, to understanding who you are. If you want to receive a free gift from me, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a complimentary coaching call. When you click on that link, that begins a conversation. We will set up a time. You don't need to be floundering around. You don't need to be wondering what the world thinks of you. You need to know who you are. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Are you ready to leave your mark on this world with your stripe? Come on, I see that smile. You're absolutely beautiful, created on purpose for a purpose. Now it's time to live your purpose. Go out, wear your own stripe today and strip it down. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.